Amen. Good to be in the house of God this morning. Sure appreciate God's goodness. I do want to say this, I thank the Lord for answering prayer.
Amen.
I'm constantly reminded as I go through this walk with the Lord, it seems like every week we see prayer answered. Many times we take it for granted. And I think about little David Keith. What he's been through, his body, this week, Brother Keith. He's already home, doing pretty good. That's answered the prayer. I know a few of you know Brother Tate that I'd requested prayer for. Most of you don't, but his little boy had that surgery this week, had a mass. He's not quite 3 months old, had a mass in his abdomen and is right up against his kidney. And they went in and they took most of that out, and it looks like it's not cancerous. And he's already home. Amen. And I'm just thankful, Brother Robert, to God for answering prayer. Amen. I thank him for doing that. We're constantly reminded, Brother Todd, that we can trust him. And it amazes me sometimes we still doubt. And every day it seems like we see evidences of how and why we can trust him. He's constantly doing things. His hand's constantly moving, constantly answering prayer, and we still doubt.
Right.
You know? And we're feeble and weak flesh. We need the grace and the help of God. Is that right? Brother Robert, I appreciate you take us to prayer before I try to teach.
Our Father in heaven, as we stand and come to you, dear Lord and loving God, as we know how.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you for another week.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, our Father and our God, to give us the strength to be in the house of God today. And our Father, as we sit here this morning and listen to Denny preach the Word of God, I ask you, Father, make it easy for him.
Yes.
I ask you, dear Lord in heaven, God, just fill him with the power of God and just turn the
loose. Lord, I need your help. I need your touch.
And I be thankful, my Father, that God in heaven, that we can call on someone that I know that is able, our Father, to take care of every need that we have.
Yes.
And I love him, and I thank you for him, and I pray, God in heaven, that you'll always keep him in the hollow of your hand and always help him, our Father, every time he goes to the jail, wherever he goes to preach. I pray, God, that you'll take care of it and supply his needs according to your precious will. We'll be careful, God, to say thank you and to praise you. Give you all honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We'll go to Proverbs 11. Brother Keith left off a few weeks ago. Proverbs 11. We'll start reading with verse 5. I think Brother Keith read and probably touched a little bit on maybe one or two of these verses. But I want to go back to it, and I got a few verses here I want to try to speak to you from. I think they all come together in one theme, in one message, and hopefully we can learn something from it. Verse 5 says, "The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness." Now it talks about here the righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way. And we know that's the righteousness of Christ. That's not our righteousness. This world goes about every day trying to establish their own righteousness, Brother Keith. It's of no value. It's of no help. It's not through works. It's not through the law. Amen. Is that right? It's the righteousness of Christ that's been imputed to us. Amen. It's the presence of the Spirit of God in our life that both enables us and gives us the desire to do what's right. And as this says here, the righteousness, that righteousness that's in us, will guide and lead our way. Amen. When a child of God is saved, we're given the gift of the Holy Ghost. We have the righteousness of Christ imputed to us, Brother Todd. And it changes us. It makes a radical change in our lives. It changes our desires, Brother Keith. When we were both lost, there was things that we enjoyed in this world, things we enjoyed doing that really don't mean a thing to us anymore. When we were lost, we didn't get up on Sunday morning excited and looking forward to coming to the house of God. We didn't want to come to the house of God. Didn't mean a thing to us. Why? Because we had not Christ. Because we still lost, amen. Natural man, he can't receive, neither can he understand the things of the Spirit of God. He don't care nothing about it. He can't. Is that right? Well, we're led by that righteousness. And said, we shall be directed in His way. Whose way? Christ, God's way. Amen. We'll be led in and according to the will of God. Is that right? As a child of God, we desire in our hearts to walk in the will of God for our life. Why? Because we know that's right. Because it pleases Him. Amen. It's because it's in our best interest. It's to our benefit to do that. Because you get out of the will of God, it only brings problems. It only brings trouble. Amen. We've been saved out of that, Brother Robert. We've been saved from sin. Amen. There's no need in sin reigning in us anymore. Is that right? That only brings heartache and trouble. And in the end, of course, brings eternal damnation. But we've been saved from that.
Yeah.
And we should be directed and led by that righteousness that's been imputed in us, the righteousness of Christ. And the verse says, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness. Is that right? And that's what he does. As the Proverbs writer says elsewhere, and I'm paraphrasing here, he sort of, you could say, digs his own hole. He digs his own grave and then falls therein. Is that right? That's what Scripture says. Amen. He's on slippery ground. Amen. He is going to slip and fall. And he's going to slide into the pit. Amen. Why? Because he's trusting in his own wickedness and foolishness. He's trusting in his own ways, his own will. Amen. He's not going to walk in the will of God. Why? Because he don't know God. Amen. That's why he's going to fall. That's why he's going to fail. That's why he's going to eventually, if he don't repent and get born again, going to die and go to hell.
Right.
Amen. And it says that he shall fall by his own wickedness. And that's right. You listen this morning to what the Word of God has to say. There's no benefit. There's no profit in chasing after our own fleshly and human desires and our own will. There's no profit in that. There's profit in the will of God. Amen. Verse 6, it says, the righteousness of the upright shall deliver them. I like that, buddy. That same grace of God, that same Spirit of God that we've got in us that will lead and direct us, Brother Keith, in the affairs of life, will also deliver us in the end. Deliver us from what? From this body of death. Amen. Deliver us from this sin-cursed world. Amen. We've got a home in heaven, Brother Robert. And that's where we're going one day. Why? Because we've been saved by the good grace of God, and the Lord Jesus Christ has went to prepare a place for us. And that's a sure promise. Amen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen one day. Amen. I was talking to a lady the other day I was trying to be a help to. And I told her, I said, for the child of God, death should not be something that we fear as a child of God. We know we're human. You dread it. Why? I guess it's maybe because we just all have a natural dread from the unknown. We've never experienced that before. We don't know quite what it's going to be like at that moment. So we sort of dread it. We draw back from it in some ways. But for a child of God, that day of death is graduation day. That's not a day to grieve over them. That's a day to rejoice in the fact that they are at home with the Lord and have their reward. Amen. And that's a great blessing. And we'll be delivered by that same righteousness of Christ, the indwelling of the Spirit of God. That will deliver us, the same Spirit of God that rose Christ from the dead out of that tomb after 3 days and three nights after He was crucified, will raise us one day. Amen. And we will go through the air and meet Him in the air. Amen. Is that right? We're going to be with the Lord. Amen. That's a promise. Why? Because of the righteousness we have in us, which is Christ. Amen. It's all because of Jesus and because of what He's done for us. Amen. That we have that great promise. He says, but transgressors shall be taken in their own naughtiness. Amen. Man that's not saved, a man that has not that indwelling of the Spirit of God, a man's not been born again, or a lady, they'll die and they'll go to hell, Brother Robert. Why? To build their own fault, because they're sinners. They were unrepentant. They rejected the good grace of God. Amen. They had never been a beneficiary of a new life and a new birth. And so they'll stand on their own and have to answer before God one day for their own sin. Is that right? And we know that the soul that sinneth shall die. Amen. Is that what the Scripture says? Amen. The sinner that dies still in his own sin, he's still dead in trespasses and sin, he'll die and he'll go to eternal damnation.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's not under the grace of God. You have to understand, for a child of God, amen, that when God looks upon us, we're still in His flesh. We still sin. Amen. We don't want to. Our desires and our lusts aren't towards sin like it was when we was lost. Amen. Why? Because we have the grace of God to be our helper. But we're still sinful creatures in that sense. But see, when God looks down upon us now, Brother Keith, as a child of God, He don't see us. He sees His Son, praise God. Amen. Is that right? We're hid in Christ. He sees the righteousness of Christ. Amen. Jesus Christ came to this world, was born in this world, and He fulfilled every jot and tittle of the law. Is that right? On our behalf. When God looks upon us, He sees His Son, and it's just as though we lived a perfect life and never sinned. Is that right? Justified. That's sort of like just as if I've ever sinned. You ever heard that? And that's right. That's the way God sees us. Amen. But the transgressors, those that are still dead in trespasses and sin. Amen. So they'll be taken in their own naughtiness. It'll be their own fault. Sin or die and go to hell, Brother Robert. It won't be God's fault. God made a way. The grace of God's available. Is that right? Sinners hear the word of God being preached. There's no excuse. They know that excuse anyway. They have the witness of nature. Is that right? That there's a God. God gave them that much light. You say, what about over somewhere? Maybe they never heard the gospel. They still had the light of God. And don't tell me, because I'll never believe you. Don't stand there and tell me this morning, if God gives them light, if they would have followed after that light that God gave them, God wouldn't give them more light. That ain't right. He would give them more light. That's exactly right. He's a loving and a gracious God. God give you light, show you truth. If you'll walk in that truth, best you know it, and follow it, and seek after God, God will meet you on the level ground of Calvary, amen. And there'll be a way for you to be saved. So sinners without excuse, he'll stand before God, he'll die and go to hell of his own fault. Is that right? There's no such thing as a human being being born in this world, living a life in sin and never having light. God gives every man light. Is that right? Is that what He said? Say, light if every man come to the world. Is that what Scripture says? He may not actually hear the gospel, but God gave him light.
Yeah.
I believe he followed after that light. He'd have got a man of God to him, and he'd have heard the gospel and could have got saved. I believe that.
Yeah.
You don't believe that? Don't come up after I get through this morning and tell me you don't believe that. I don't want to hear it. I ain't trying to be ugly. I'm just telling you. You won't convince me no otherwise. I know. I know the Lord. I've walked with the Lord now for 21 years. I've learned a little bit about Him. I need to learn a whole lot more. But I've learned that much. Amen. I've learned a little bit about the character of God, Brother Keith. He's a loving and a merciful God. Why do you think he sent his son? To die, that we might be saved. That's why we support missionaries. That's why we're on the internet. That's why we're on the radio. That's why we go to jail. That's why each and every one of us, or if you don't, you should. I mean, witness and testify of goodness of God in your life to your neighbors and your friends and the people you work with every day. Why? That they might come to know the same Lord Jesus Christ that we know.
Yeah.
Amen. Verse 7 said, when a wicked man dies, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. Amen. Well, you can say a lot of things about that. It says, when the wicked man dies, who's a wicked man? Man never been saved. Who's a wicked woman? You say, well, wait a minute now. I know some pretty good people that ain't never been saved. They're wicked. In the eyes of God, they're wicked. Why? They're in rebellion against the God of heaven. They're wicked. They might be pretty good neighbors. They might be pretty good people as far as flesh goes. They might be better than another fellow down the street. But if they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, never been saved, never been forgiven of their sin, in the eyes of God, they're wicked.
Yeah.
Amen? And when the wicked dies, said his expectation, his hope will perish. Mm-hmm. Expectation of what? Well, I don't know. You can bring a lot of things in that. I suppose a man, probably take a man smarter than I am in the Scriptures, but I suppose a good man, he could probably preach all week in a meeting here just on that one thought, preach five nights, probably couldn't get it all preached. I mean, what do people expect in life? That's something they expect. I'm sure they expected to live longer. I don't know too many people die wouldn't have said, you know, oh, I thought I'd make it longer than that. They surely probably desired to. Is that right, Brother Key? Maybe what else they expect? Maybe they died poor and they expected to be rich someday. So that wouldn't get them nothing, would it, Brother Robert? Money ain't going to get you eternal life or anything of value. Is that right? What about their hopes? Oh, well, I hope one day, after I've enjoyed life, I'll get saved before it's too late. You'll get saved when the God of heaven moves on your heart and convicts you of sin. That's when you'll get saved.
Yeah.
Sinners can't get saved just any old time they want to. You better be careful with that. You're sitting here this morning and that's your attitude. You know you've never really been saved by the grace of God. You think, well, I'm going to enjoy life. I'm still young or I ain't that old. I'm going to ride her on out to get near the end. Then I'm going to get saved. You better be careful with that. You might send away your day of grace.
Yeah.
Is that right, Brother Keith? God may just pass you by in your youth. Amen. I'm reminded of the man over there had that great crop and he said, I'm going to build bigger barns and all this and I'm going to take ease of my labor. Amen. I'm going to rest. I ain't going to have to work for a few more years and I'm going to just kick back and take it easy. God showed up that night and said, thou fool.
Yeah.
Today, you're out of here. I'm sure he didn't expect that, did he?
No.
The wicked. It says, when he dies, his expectation shall perish, and the hope of unjust men perisheth. There's another thing I'm going to say about this, and I'm going to move on to the next verse, because it goes with really a thought I want to give you at the end. There's people in this world who are wicked, that their expectation or their hope, Brother Keith, very well is a hope or an expectation that they're going to defeat God and destroy the church. Those that persecutes the people of God. What do you think their expectations are today? We see it every day we turn the news on. Every time we pick up a newspaper, or however you get your news, we see it. Do we not? People that hates God trying to persecute the people of God. Trying to run God out of America. Amen. Their expectation, their hope's going to perish when they die. They're going to find out they was fighting a losing battle, Brother Robert.
Yeah, right.
And they had no hope from the beginning of even winning that battle. They don't see it now. They're blinded. Satan has them blinded. Satan's used them like a little puppet on strings, and they don't even see it. That's sad. Lord, pray for those folks, Brother Key. We're to pray that the God of heaven cut them strings off of them and give them light and that they'd repent.
Yeah.
I don't want to see them die and go to hell, but that's where they're going to go.
Yeah.
You mark her down. Old Brother Danny said it. It's black weatherology, as Brother Key says sometimes. Amen. You mark her down. I said it. Nobody that's really a part of the family of God fights against God or His people. Nobody. Those folks are lost. That includes that apostate religious crowd. I'm sure they think that they're doing good. I'm sure they think that they're doing God a favor. Scripture says that. The Lord said that. Is that right? He said they'll think they're doing God a favor by killing you. Mm-hmm. But they're fighting against God and don't even know it. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Their expectations, their hope will perish. Why? Because it is founded upon the wrong foundation.
Right.
Amen? What's our expectation and hope as a child of God? Amen? We know what it is. And it's based on Christ. He is the rock. He is the solid foundation.
Yeah.
Amen? It's as good as done, Brother Key. I can rest in that. I can have peace in knowing that. My God don't fail. My God don't lie.
Right.
Is that right?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. You're faithful. But their expectation will perish. Amen. Look at verse 8. This contrast verse 7. It says, the righteous is delivered out of trouble, and the wicked cometh in his stead. You could say in his place. Amen. The righteous. Who's the righteous? We've done talked about that. The child of God. Is that right? He's delivered out of all them things. You say, oh, wait a minute. We're still sick. We still have problems and trouble. Amen. The strength still leaks. We have to fix it sometimes. Sometimes the car breaks down, Brother Key. Hey, what I'm talking about? I'm talking about these troubles of life. These things just comes with life. It's just a part of living life. Amen. But, hey, the persecutions, the sadness, those moments of heartbreak in our life, we're going to be delivered out of all that one day. Amen. Brother Joe, one day we're going to a place where there's going to be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears, no more fussing and fighting. Amen. No more persecution. No more devil. He ain't going. Is that right?
Yeah.
No more apostates. Amen. We'll all have perfect knowledge then. Every child of God, there'll be no apostates there. Don't know the truth. Think about it. We're going to be delivered out of all that. Why? Because we have Christ.
Amen.
That is a sure hope and expectation. I can count on that. It's as good as done, Brother Robert. There ain't a man on the face of this earth could talk me out of that. God put that in my heart. God convinced me of that. God showed me that. Amen. And let God be true to every man alive. Is that right? Is that right, Brother Todd? I can trust Him. We're going to be delivered out of all this one day, Brother Todd. Ain't that a blessing? No more of all these sorrows. No more sin. No more sin. I've told them guys at the jail many a times, I said, you know what's one of the things I'm so looking forward to of getting home to be with the Lord one day and having that glorified body? It ain't just that I won't hurt my back no more, I won't be sick, or I won't feel bad. No. The great blessing I find in having that glorified body, Brother Keith, is that finally, I'll be able to perfectly, without any fault, worship and serve Him.
Yeah.
That's the great blessing I'm looking forward to of having a glorified body.
Yeah.
I'll not be able to sin anymore. I'll be able to serve Him perfectly. Perfectly please the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. With no error. Amen. Never getting tired, praise God. Never letting down. Never backing off. And always doing it in the right spirit. Ain't that good, Brother
Yeah.
Todd? Why? Because I'll be like Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
We're going to be delivered out of all this. Amen. troubles, trials, and heartaches. It says, but the wicked will come in his stead. We'll be delivered out of all this, but the wicked, they'll take our place. And their troubles, and their trials, and their pain, and their sorrow, and their heartache is not only going to remain, it's going to multiply. It's going to multiply.
Yeah.
Amen? Is that right? Brother Keith, I've said this before about heaven and hell, but I'll say it about hell right now because that's what I'm talking about. I can't imagine how bad hell's going to be. I suppose hell is going to be whatever you want to say, trillions times trillions times trillions times trillions times another trillion times an unnumbered multitude times worse than we probably can imagine. I don't really think we can really imagine how bad it's going to be. The good news for the child of God is I could also, I believe, say the same thing about heaven. I don't think we can really imagine how wonderful it's going to be. It's going to be so wonderful, Brother Robert. I just, like you told me before on the phone, our little pea brain just can't comprehend it. But it's real.
Yeah.
Both are. Heaven and hell.
Yeah.
Is that right? One day, thank God, I'm going to be delivered out of all this.
Yeah.
And the wicked's going to take my place. And it's going to be multiplied. Bro Robert, that makes me rejoice for me, but it makes me weep in my heart for some folks I know and some that I dearly love that I really don't believe knows God. Be delivered out of it one day. Says, but the wicked will come in his stead. Let me give you a few examples in the Word of God and I'll be done of this verse. I do want to say these things. Think about Moses and the children of Israel when they stood there at the Red Sea. Pharaoh and the Egyptian army right behind them on their heels, Brother Robert. Determined to kill them, to destroy them. Is that right?
Yeah.
Pharaoh declared time and time and time, over and over and over again, I'll not let your people go. Who is this God to tell me what to do? Is that right? And here stands the children of Israel with Moses. The Red Sea's in front of them, and Pharaoh and that army's in the back of them. And it looks to the human eye, Brother Joe, like there's no hope.
Amen. It does.
Till Moses stretched out his arm across that sea, and God said, whoosh, and opened her up. And he walked across on dry ground, Brother Murray. Is that right?
Yeah.
Until he got to the other side, and when that last Israelite's foot, Brother Keith, touched on the shore, and Pharaoh and his army was out there in the middle, the waters came back down. And the children of Israel that day was delivered out of trouble, and the wicked came in their stead, or in their place. Is that right? Thank God. I've never in my life that I can remember or think of, Miss Brenda, can think of a time it looked that desperate for me in my life. I've had some experiences where it looked pretty bad and I didn't know how God was going to do it. I don't think I've ever faced nothing quite that desperate looking. That encourages me. You know, the Bible tells us that them Old Testament saints went through things that they went through. Did things they did, and it was recording the Word of God for our learning. Amen. What does that teach me? That teaches me I can trust God. If God can do that for the Israelite children, Brother Keith, surely He can take care of my little puny problems. Surely He can deliver me out of my troubles. Is that right? I think about Daniel. He said, Daniel, don't you pray no more to your God. Is that right? How many times have we heard that today? They don't want us praying our God in this day and time. In America, where this place was founded by people who came here to have liberty from religious persecution. And here we are just a little over a couple hundred years later. And now they say, oh, don't you pray. That's what they told Daniel. Is that right? They said, well, we'll fix you. We'll take you out here and we'll throw you in the lion's den. And got dark and Daniel laid down. I believe he snuggled up and he used one of them rascals for a pillow.
Sure did.
I really do. Laid there, slept right through the night, said to come back next morning. Them lions ain't laid a paw on him. Not a one. Said they took his accusers and their family and threw them in there and the lions devoured them. God delivered Daniel out of his troubles and the wicked came in his place. You ever thought about that? I'm sure if God can do that for Daniel, I've never been thrown in a lion's den, Brother Joe. I guess I've faced some lions in my life. We know the devil, he's after us every day. Is that right? Walking about as a lion. Is that right? Hey, I don't care if it is the devil. Who is he compared to God? Who is he, Brother Dennis, compared to God? Nobody. God can deliver me out of the snatches of the devil, buddy. If he can do that for Daniel, he can do that for me. Is that right? Sure it is. Think about this. How about the three Hebrew boys? I love this record. I mean, here they are. They said, look, when that music plays, Brother Dennis, you better come and you better bow down. Is that right? That's what they're telling us today. You better forsake your God. If we want you to bow down to our God and our idols. Is that right? Bow down to the world of entertainment. Is that right? Is that what they say? Oh, go and bow down to the world of sin. Is that what they say? You don't need your God. Just listen to us.
Yeah.
Is that right? God ain't real. Is that what they say, Brother Joe?
Absolutely.
They said, come bow down. Say, when the music plays. I think it's interesting they said, when the music plays.
Yeah.
You know something I noticed? I thought about this, and this may not add much or nothing to the lesson, but it was just something I noticed. These commercials you see on TV and on the radio that you hear, they're always trying to get you to buy something or to do something or to take some action they want you to take. You ever know some things always got some kind of little cute little jingle or song to go with it to affect your flesh? Is that right? Said, when we play that music, you better bow down. But I'm reminded over in Daniel 3 that they went in there and they came out not even with as much as the smell of smoke on their clothes.
Right.
Nothing, not a hair singed or nothing. Matter of fact, old King looked in there, Brother Robert, and he said, hey, didn't we throw three in there? But behold, I see four walking around with no hair on them. And the fourth is as looks as the Son of God. How about that? Jesus was with them. Ain't that right? But the ones that threw him in there was killed because of the heat of the fire. God delivered them three Hebrew boys out of their troubles. Is that right? Amen. And the wicked came in their stead. I just wrote a little thought down here. It said, the saints are delivered out of trouble, but sinners are delivered into trouble. Into trouble. You ever notice the child of God always seems like, even though we have problems just like everybody else does, even sinners, Brother Todd, it always seems like we're coming out of trouble, but they're always walking right into it face first. Is that right? One more example I want to give you, and I'll close. God delivered us out of our troubles. I think of Mordecai over in the book of Esther. Is that right?
Amen.
Just because of who he was a Jew. Is that right? And old Haman went out there and had them gallows built. Amen. With intent of hanging Mordecai on them. That's what they'd love to do to us today. Is that right? Ain't that right, Brother Dennis? They'd love to cut our head off, get rid of us, kill us, get rid of all the Christians. And then they could hoop it up in the world here, and they could have their ball till God comes and judges them. But those same gallows, that same noose, Brother Keith, that was designed by the wicked man for God's righteous man, wound up going around the wicked man's neck hanging him. Haman wound up being hung. Don't tell me God can't deliver us out of our troubles. He will. The Word of God tells us plainly that the righteous are delivered out of trouble, but the wicked shall come in His stead. Else they'll walk right into our place. Amen. I thank God, Brother Aaron, no matter what we face in this life, God's in control. Is that right?
Yeah.
I face things every day, some days worse than others. I can't do a thing about in the energy of my flesh. But God's in control.
Yeah.
Is that right? So I guess from those verses this morning and just that little thought, my message to you or my thought to you this morning is look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. What we face in this life, really, if you get right down to it and look at it in the big picture, as painful and as hard as it is on this flesh sometimes, is really a pretty small thing. They don't even compare to the glories we're going to enjoy in heaven one day, Brother Keith. Is that right? Is that what the Word of God says? It don't even compare. So trust Him. Lean on Him. And during our good days, or what we think is good days, and even in the times of trouble, because we serve a God, Brother Todd, that's able to deliver us out of all troubles.
Yeah.
Amen. And I'm not picking on them, and I'm certainly not wishing on them. But I'm glad I'm not still the wicked man, because I don't want to have to walk in that place with it multiplied on me one day. I'm glad, Brother Robert, when I die, I'm not going to hell.
Yeah.
Is that right? Amen. Brother Keith, you close us in prayer. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, God, for the good truth.
Yeah.
On this morning, what great truth we know. Thank God, according to the Word of God.
Yeah.
Thank you for the Spirit of God that witnessed to it. I thank you for, Lord, for the experiences that we've had in this lifetime.
Yeah.
No doubt, dear God, that you've proved yourself out. We'd have to say this morning,
yeah,
that there's no need to doubt you now. There's no need to doubt you for eternity. Lord, we do look for that day, Lord, at the promise and the true hope and the lasting hope of the saint.
Amen.
Without God, we know, thank God, in time, thank God, will come to pass. And the saints of God will be on the other side. We'll be completely, God, finally and completely delivered from all trouble. God, what a great blessed day. And Lord, we do thank you again for the truth. I pray you bless the remainder of the day. Thank you for helping Brother Danny. I pray you direct the man of God's heart.
Yes.
Give him complete,
yes,
God, express understanding and direction for this time, this day. God, may you be glorified in what's said and done. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.